بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد Hospitality to guests. In pre-Islamic, Arabs regarded hospitality to guests as a very noble trait. They took pride in entertaining their guests and would accord preference to the guests over themselves and their family. In their society, the most honorable person was the one who was most hospitable to his guest. Their poetry is also replete with aspects of hospitality to guests. They probably inherited this trait from their great-grandfather, Sayyiduna Ibrahim, alayhi salatu wassalam. Once he was visited by strangers who were actually angels in human form. He received them in his home, and he hurried to his wife. Within moments, he laid before them a meal of roasted calf. Since they were angels, they did not partake of the meal. What is worthy of taking note is the fact that these were strangers to him, yet he received them cordially and entertained them to a meal. Islam has also given importance to this trait and further enhanced the significance of it by mentioning rewards for it. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever believes in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and the last day should surely honor his guest. Sayyidina Uqba ibn Amir radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is no goodness in the one who is inhospitable. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.